AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. A federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration must give more than 100 migrants sent to a notorious prison in El Salvador a chance to challenge their deportations. President Trump says Russian President Vladimir Putin told him that the country will respond to Ukrainian attacks on its airfields. At a news conference in Kiev, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky rejected Russia's proposal and repeated his call for face-to-face talks with Vladimir Putin.
From him, we can't wait for his initiative moving to peace. We just have to pressure on him, and maybe we will get peace.
Testifying before a Senate subcommittee, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the higher tariff on steel and aluminum will reinvigorate domestic manufacturing.
As the president says, you don't make steel, you can't fight a war. So he's protecting that industry, bringing it back. You're going to see more steel and aluminum furnaces and mills in the history of this country be built over the next 3 years. And they're all committed to it, and they're coming.
Family and community are calling for the release of a teenager arrested by ICE on his way to a volleyball practice.
The parents of detained 18-year-old Milford High School junior Marcelo Gomes da Silva are begging for his release. Marcelo came to the U.S. from Brazil at age 7. Agents were looking for his father, who owns the car he was driving when he was arrested. Immigration attorney Robin Nice says Marcelo is a good kid.
He has no criminal record. This kid has never interacted with police until last Saturday.
And says that Marcelo is being held in a cell with about 40 other men.
There's no private bathroom. It's all open. So everything is very public. He said there's no cots or beds, so they're lying on the cement floor at night.
An immigration hearing is set for Thursday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. There's a Trump administration plan to rename a Navy ship. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
San Francisco leaders are blasting President Trump for trying to erase gay rights icon Harvey Milk's name from a Navy ship. Milk was a city supervisor in San Francisco. In 1978, he was shot and killed along with Mayor George Moscone by a disgruntled former supervisor. Also,
Harvey Milk had served in the Navy.
An internal Pentagon memo says the name will be taken off the ship. Scott Weiner is a San Francisco state lawmaker.
They are now doing this horrible thing during Pride Month. It's disgusting.
Roberto Odnayana with the GLBT Historical Society says you can take a name off a ship,
but you're not going to remove, you know, the incredible legacy that Harvey Milk and so many others whose shoulders we stand on.
I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.